So this College Station, Amazon.
The drones.
Yeah. Right? The drone delivery. That started in December at some point. I think it was late December, almost Christmas, right, when they actually started moving?
Sure.
Yeah.
So there's a story this morning in Gizmodo that it's launched in two cities so far.
Right. There's one in California.
Little town in California.
Little town in California of 3,500 people in College Station, Texas. And between the two, after their first month, they've delivered to eight homes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, seven homes. They've made eight deliveries to seven homes.
Okay.
Between the two cities.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay. Five in College Station, three deliveries to two different homes in Lockford, California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think I'm in the delivery zone because I got an email that said I could request. The thing is, they had to come out and like map your location because they have to be able to know if they can even deliver deliver to you. Me being in an apartment complex, I didn't even respond because I'm not interested, but I don't even know if it would be necessarily available to me.
Well, we've talked about this. You've got a balcony. All you have to do is go out on the balcony and catch it.
Sure. Okay. So
it's a plan.
I think because maybe there were some steps that you had to take in order to become deliverable or a deliverable resident.
Okay.
Maybe people just aren't interested. And then obviously some people are worried about the safety of it and the noise and I don't know, everything that comes along with drones.
Jeff Bezos knowing exactly where you live.
And that's what I was going to ask. Mm. And that's really what I wanted to know is how do you get it? Because I mean, I'm Googling it. I go on Amazon.
Right.
I'm like, hey, can I order something to the office right now? And I don't even see Amazon Air as a, on the normal Amazon site as an option.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what are they stocking at this warehouse? What things are available and what can they bring to me?
Well,
and
that too. Like, yeah. What if, I mean, everything I've ordered on Amazon in the past, I don't know, 2 months, has that even been eligible to be drone delivered?
Is it, our building is in the vicinity though, right?
Are
we in the range?
Super close. I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, we're right across the highway.
I mean,
could we not
just do it? Just try it just for funsies?
Well, and so you're saying that they have to come out and like set up a landing spot kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like a landing pad?
I think so. Yep. Mm-hmm.
They could do the parking lot.
What about the roof?
Or the roof?
Mm-hmm.
We've gone up on the roof before.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I think it would be neat. But
yeah. Dusty would love to wade out up on top of the roof today.
It explains. All right. Now that you've explained it to me, it explains why maybe they haven't done many deliveries.
Yeah.
You know, another search. I look back at a news story, and it looked like it launched right before Christmas.
So, what are the odds that one of the five houses in College Station is listening to us right now?
Wait a minute. Hang on. Maybe this is them. The calls are pouring in. Good morning.
Good morning. So, buddy mine is a controller at the control tower at Easterwood, and his next door neighbor signed up for Amazon Air, and he actually caught a video of the drone dropping a package at his next door neighbor's in the backyard.
Awesome.
In the backyard.
But was it supposed to be his?
Well, it was a package for the next door neighbor.
Oh, it was. Okay. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
The drone flew over, and it was probably still 10 feet in the air. And just needed the package off the bottom of it. So I really hope there wasn't anything fragile in it.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point.
It wasn't like he landed and let go of the package and then took back off. It flew over, figured out it was in the right place, and just opened its claws and let the box drop.
Gotcha. Yep. Thanks for the call.
Hey, I appreciate it. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Depending
on
what
of the five houses right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Depending on what you're ordering. And and if let's say you have a concrete patio and that's where it ends up dropping it, it's not even cushioned by the grass.
And you would imagine that there's going to be a certain weight limit, right? And I'm just thinking of some of the things that we've ordered, especially home decor and things.
And again,
like that.
Maybe that would not be an option. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're one of the five people that have used it, hey, send us a text. Send us if this caller has the video, we'd like to see it.
Yeah, let us know. He said it was his friend of a friend kind of thing.
Right.
But yeah, if you're listening and you have any experience with Amazon Air,
because I just think it's neat.
Our number is 979-695-1620.
1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. More calls coming in on drones. Our listeners know everything.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning.
Good morning. We have a landing pad for the drones at our house.
Okay, awesome.
They had to come out and measure. You can't have a tree or any kind of obstacles for like 15 feet on each side.
Okay.
So we have a swimming pool and a big tree in the backyard, so they couldn't use our backyard. We have trees on both sides of the driveway on the side of the house, but our front yard had enough space, clear space, where they said they will call us, contact us if we have a package that's 25 pounds or less. All of my packages have been more than that, so I haven't had a drop yet.
Okay.
When I'm contacted, I have to take the pad out to the front yard in the area they said to put it, which will be right beside the sidewalk.
Okay.
So we have to kind of watch for it.
Okay, so they came out, they looked around, they measured things, they gave you a specific pad.
So it's kind of cushiony? Yes.
Right?
No, it's really heavy. It looked like a QR code on it. You know, I was like, what is this? You know, it just was delivered one day with no note, nothing saying who it came from and who it was for. And we had people mowing the yard that said, a guy just dropped this off. And I'm like, who's it for and who's it from? And he said, I don't know. He just said, it's for you. And then I found out later it was the landing pad.
Okay.
Okay, so specifically you're not requesting something come via drone, but if you happen to order something that's less than 25 pounds, it does come via drone? Is that the way I understand what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. And it, you know, it has to be within that weight for that drone, which is huge. But the pad is really heavy, and it was weird looking. It's got a rough, the design in black is a very rough texture. Maybe that keeps the package from sliding off.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that you mentioned kind of like a QR code scan thing. Do you think that does the drone scan the launch pad, or not the launch pad, but the landing pad to know that it's in the right place?
Yes, and it might be our specific address.
Right.
No.
Okay.
That's what it looks kind of like.
Cool. Well, listen, you will have to call us. You will have to call us back after your first delivery, because we would love to hear about your experience.
Yes. I'll be glad to.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Appreciate the call this morning.
There is nothing that we can't find out by just saying, hey, does anybody listening know?
I know. That's great. Let me check the text. Okay. We had Amazon come out and check our yard for clearance so that the drop-in drop box thing. And yeah, they put a QR code in the yard so the drone recognizes that it's in the right spot and it drops it.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Never fails. Somebody knows.
1620-945 WTAW.
Here we are, Zach's last day, and I'm sure he had plenty of nice things to say to our caller.
You're finally going to silence me.
And I had him turned off the whole time.
No, the only thing I was going to say is that sounds like a lot of work on her part, having to drag that mat out there and everything. I mean, I get in the grand scheme of things, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah,
but
well, and I think probably if you had room in your backyard, you could just keep it back there.
Yeah.
And you could probably leave it in your front yard. She probably just doesn't want to. And then obviously you also have the risk of it getting taken.
Right.
So yeah, I think it is unfortunate for her it's unfortunate that she has a pool and a big tree in her backyard.
Yeah, but not at all.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But I could see how you wouldn't necessarily have the space, and so that's why it's kind of annoying for her to have to drag that out there.
Yeah, I mean, the concept of it seems really cool. It just sounds like there's so many logistical things you've got to work with, and obviously the weather probably has to be just right. And
here's what I would like Amazon to do with that drone. If I could throw out all my empty boxes that come from my wife's orders from Amazon.
And they pick up your boxes.
If they would come pick up my cardboard afterwards, I would love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
It seems to be, I told Ben yesterday, because he's in the same type situation, you know, we're going to have to put up a little composting recycled cardboard area outside the house for all the boxes that now show up, because it's easier when you live out in the sticks to have everything delivered versus go to the store.
Or make some awesome forts for the kids inside.
You got that right.